And in the bathroom, he discovers something he's never known before. His poop is purple. He doesn't know how, but he just sees it, and he knows what it is. It's called dragon poo, as the natives call it, the devil's anus.
Anus. No! No, why me? Why now? Is it because I'm extremely drunk?
Asks himself out if it's because he's extremely drunk. And it is that. As he takes an extremely long, the people outside are getting worrieder and worrieder because the bartender thinks you hold the key to saving the world. But he does not know that, so he continues to use the bathroom.
Oh, damn, all out of toilet paper. Ooh, here's this picture.
As he pulls it out, begin to crawl. He goes out and he talks to the bartender because he doesn't know what it is. He thinks it may be his radioactive poop on this thing, but he doesn't know.
Yeah, guys, I have some pretty bad, poop. Do you guys know why?
That ain't no poo. That is the key to saving the world. Why didn't you listen to me? You literally went to the bathroom. Well, I'll just tell you. In ancient Norl and Krolin lore, we talk about a map that will lead you to the gems of the Earthmaker's rule. His name is Nazar. That's me, and I'm your keeper. Well, in the stories, he holds a slit that held three stones, and three cities have those three stones. And it is said in 16 years that the world will end, and if those stones aren't united, then the whole universe will end at his fingertips. So, that is not radioactive poo on your fingers. Actually, wait a second, that actually is. Oh, shoot.
Oh, wait, can you repeat that? Because I got, like, none of that.
Three gems, so you gotta do that in, like, 16 years, otherwise we all die. Huh? There you go.
Why in 16 years?
I don't know. I'm not a god. Just do it. We don't know when the world's gonna end. It could end tomorrow, stupid.
But you said it was supposed to happen in 16 years.
But what if I were today? What would we do now?
Die.
It's quite morbid, may I say. But you're doing quite okay with me. In fact, I'm the mayor of this town, so I give you access to build whatever you want here and send anybody you want here, including, if you even wanted you to, you could send a troll here. As long as you know him and you trust him with your life. For example, that dog down there, you could deal with him down there. We could love him. Just drop him off here and we'll care for him. We've got about 16 empty rooms just lying there in these sewers. Just drop him here and we'll take care of him. Fellow out.
Oh, wait, can you make that in shorter words? I just drank like four something.
Since I like you, I would let you stay here and build whatever you want. So if you want to drop your doggy off here, we'll take care of him until he gets back. If you want him to live, at least.
My doggy? Girl. 5-year-old girl.
Well, that 5-year-old girl play with him while you're gone, you selfish idiot.
I made him look like Kim Kardashian, so she hated it. And now it's mine.
Those are some great morals, Calypso. Never mind what I said. Take him with you. Just know if you want anybody else of your companions to come here and live, just send them here. We really need help on Cranedus. Well,
you're one of my companions, aren't you?
No, I'm just the mayor and boss of this town.
So I gotta go sober up.
As Jober heads to the mall, He gets very tired on the way over there. Thankfully, his doggy, Kim Kardashian, is over there. So the doggy, Kim Kardashian, is constantly leaning up against him to keep him from falling over. Hello, what would you want? Welcome to the motel. Would you like one room, two rooms, six rooms, or how many rooms do you want?
24.
I'm sorry, our highest amount of room allow someone to have is like one, so I'm sorry about that.
21.
That'll be 20 gold, please. Wait, are you Dragon Slayer? Go on through, you're all good. My cousins used to talk about you. Good job, man, killing all those dragons. Jobin knew who that guy was talking about, but he still gets through for free.
Oh man, I'm so tired I can sleep anywhere. On his way to his room, he falls over.
Get up, you dumb! There, we didn't allow you in here just so you could sleep on the carpet! We allowed you in here to play, if you know what I mean. And also, just go and do whatever you want in your motel room. You deserved it. You killed all those dragons for my cousin.
Would you like one?
One of what?
Dragon.
Why do you have a dragon? Are you talking about the dragon out in the front?
What?
What do you mean? Go into your room and I'll have Charizard wake you up in the morning. Good night. As he heads to his room, he gets to his room this time. He realizes that the world is empty and that there's nothing to do. He falls asleep, sleeps for a good 12 hours, and when he wakes up, he has an immense hangover.
Oh, it hurts so much. Oh, I'm gonna go to the bar. Oh.
As he walks out the door, he sees that, everything's very quiet. What does he do?
I just keep walking.
Surprise! The little girl behind your door and says, "Thank you so much, mister. You got me through a really tough time in my life because I didn't know if my dog was gonna die. But wait a second, where's the Kardashian?" He walks out into the front room and he sees Randy playing with a dragon.
What have you guys been doing? Doing in his cage? Are you guys gonna make a doggy dragon?
I would not discuss that, Riot! Why would you ever say a thing? Why?
There's no such thing as doggy dragons. Oh wait, there's gonna be.
Oh lord, help. But Charizard has been waiting for you. Meet him at the tavern. Here's a drink for you there.
Yay.
He walks over to the tavern. Charizard is sitting there on the bench. Charizard says, "You slept good last night. How can you do that?"
Got sober before I slept. Well, I did. I don't even remember any of that last night.
Well, follow me, because we need to get out and solve that map. Do you remember the map at all?
You mean the one that I used for toilet paper?
What did you do?
I ran out of toilet paper, so I had to use a map.
He grabs the map out of your and sees that's growing.